Welcome to Shanahan on Literacy, the site where we believe there is nothing more noble than to teach somebody to read. I'm Tim Shanahan, your host, and today's topic is, do middle and high school students need fluency instruction? And what counts as fluency instruction? This was written in response to a teacher question that I received recently. She wrote, an educational consultant came to our district and she and I disagreed over the idea of fluency instruction in the middle school. Our middle and high school classrooms are mostly homogeneously grouped with many struggling readers three or more grade levels behind. She said that if we're teaching fluency, there should be a plethora of data to support it and that all students do not need fluency work. I disagree with her, but I was not sure if I should push it because, well, maybe we're not exactly teaching fluency. We're less teaching fluency than having students practice it. If all the students in a class are more than 2 years behind grade level, would you encourage fluency work? Partner reading, echo reading, choral reading, repeated reading, etc.? So she really has two questions here. One is, you know, whether it's appropriate to do this kind of teaching with students at those grade levels. And the second one is really what constitutes fluency instruction? Really a question that maybe all teachers need to pay some attention to. So here's my response. I agree with your consultant that not all students require fluency instruction. The fluency development of average students often plateaus at about the 8th or 9th grade. Proficient readers tend to read aloud at about 160 words per minute, and it's common that many students accomplish that by the time they enter high school. Those students are not likely to benefit much from fluency work. There are exceptions to this, of course. Even if a student can read automatically, that is, reading the words with accuracy and sufficient speed, if their reading doesn't reflect the meaning of the text, respecting the punctuation, pausing at meaningful boundaries, essentially making it sound like they're understanding it, I would continue. Also, even if students are generally fluent, they may not be able to accomplish such fluency with special texts like algebra books or Shakespeare. Some targeted teaching there makes sense too. If students are 2 or 3 years behind their grade level in reading, then it would not be surprising that they would require fluency instruction throughout high school. I'm uncertain as to what a plethora of data would look like. Listen to the kids read some grade level texts. If they're reading with those kinds of levels of accuracy and speed and prosody, then don't bother with fluency. If they can't, there should be some fluency work. Why do I give that advice? The importance of fluency instruction does decline as students advance up the grades. That may explain your consultant's reticence. However, even by 8th grade, fluency continues to explain 25% of the variance in reading comprehension. That means if we could get all students to read fluently, the differences in their comprehension would be reduced by 25%, which is substantial. This only works if fluency has a causal relationship with reading comprehension, which it does. Also, Tim Rosinski and his colleagues have conducted studies showing fluency problems with large numbers and percentages of high school students. That suggests a strong possibility that many of your students will need fluency teaching. As for your concern as to whether you're teaching fluency or just having students practice it, I think that's a definitional problem. Fluency is an action, not a form of declarative knowledge. You don't tell someone how to be fluent. You guide them to do that. It's not terribly different than learning to dance or skate or ride a bicycle. How do you usually teach actions? Well, modeling helps. You show the person, you know, how to do whatever it is. You read a sentence or short paragraph and then have the students give it a try. Provide opportunities to engage in the action and offer both feedback or advice and opportunities to repeat the action to improve on the attempt. All those approaches to teaching fluency that you noted provide that kind of teaching. One more thing needed for effective fluency instruction is text challenging enough to require fluency improvement. With students who are 2 and 3 years behind, fluency work with their grade level textbooks should be just what the doctor ordered. So while not all your kids are going to need fluency instruction, most of them, many of them are going to need it. And you're wise to make sure that that's programmed in. given that you're using homogeneous grouping, you might have entire classes that don't need fluency or need very little of it. And you might have other classes where every student is in need of it. Either way, you want to make sure that that opportunity is there. And certainly the kinds of things that you have your teachers and students engaged in at your school certainly sound like teaching to me. So with that, I'm going to point out to you folks that this, if you'd like a written copy of this, we'll post on the Shanahan on Literacy website on October 26, 2024. It's entitled, Do Middle and High School Students Need Fluency Instruction and What Counts as Instruction? The printed version of this includes five research references that I think you might find useful. With that, I'd like to thank our sound engineer, Greg Johnson, for making this listenable. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in. I hope to see you up the road a piece.